And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, I'm looking at a bunch of stats. As a matter of fact, Rick, my producer, was helping me out before the show. He threw some additional stats at me that I'm probably going to use on today's show. And part of the reason I'm going to use his stats is that the stats that I was looking for, there was some very specific information I was trying to find that I couldn't find, which is part of the reason Rick got into the mix before the show, because I said, hey, Rick, this is what I'm looking at. And he says, oh, well, maybe I can help you solve that. So both of our brains were rattling against each other's, literally, trying to solve this problem, and we never solved the problem. So you're probably wondering, what was that specific piece of data that I was looking for? And I'll be honest with you, if I were to share with you that specific piece of data, it wouldn't make any sense to you. So I'm just gonna move away from that argument. And I'm gonna actually talk about the piece of data that Rick found that I found was very interesting. And it may be a piece of data that scares the living bejeebus out of you, whatever living bejeebus might be, right? Okay, so here's that stat, and this came from CBS News. This is not some fly-by-night news organization. This is not some, you know, little company that started up as a internet startup trying to produce news for the internet. No, this comes from CBS.news, CBSnews.com, I should say, and here's the stat. 26% of all Americans ages 65 to 74 are still working. Let me say that again. 26%, literally one-fourth of all Americans aged 65 to 74 are still working. I think that's a terrible stat. That means one out of four Americans at that age group are having to work. Now, some of them, let's be honest, let's be fair. Some of them, they want to work. Some of them are actually Lifestyles Unlimited members that have retired themselves with real estate, and they enjoy working. They enjoy doing what they do for a job, so they continue to work, and they actually flourish in the work environment because there's no constraints on them. There's no fear of losing your job. Because if you lose your job, you fall right back in your real estate, and you're good to go. All of your bills are covered. You are good to go. You just lost your job, and then you have to decide whether or not you want to go back and get another job. And if you decide you don't want to get another job, fine. You just don't get another job. It's as simple as that. But not everybody is in that boat. Many, many, many people as part of that 26% are not in the Lifestyles Unlimited boat, meaning they are forced to work. They are forced to work. In other words, if they don't go to work, there's not enough money coming in, because all that they have been doing their lives, all that they've really known is that they need to trade time for money. Now, let's talk about some of these people ages 65 to 74. They're my seniors. They are my seniors. I know a lot of Lifestyles Unlimited members that are in that age group that are doing just fine with real estate retirement. But I also know people that are not Lifestyles Unlimited members, and you might be one of them, that's in that age group. And, you know, you were born a while back. You were born, what, like 1957 or earlier, right? Does that make sense? I mean, some of you guys are like, you know, World War II babies. Not all of you, but some of you might be World War II babies. Now, I guess I have to do the math to qualify that, but my brain's hurting because that's all I've been doing is math all day, and I need to step away from it for a minute. So what's the point I'm trying to make? The point I'm trying to make is something has failed these people, because the lesson we've all been taught growing up is that when you get to a certain age, and maybe that age is 65, the government says it's the age of 67, when you get to that age, you're supposed to retire. But at the end of the day, people that are age 67, let me tell you why I keep going back to this age of 67. The age of 67 is the year that the government set for me to reach retirement. In other words, that's the year that they expect me to draw Social Security benefits. I could hold off for an additional 3 years and maybe get more than my fair share of Social Security benefits if I decide to do that. But if you were born in the year of 1957, then your 67th birthday, if I'm doing the math correctly, your 67th birthday has already occurred this year, or it will occur this year. Does that make sense? All right. So here's what USA says, according to an article that they published on their website. The average life expectancy for somebody born in 1957, are you ready, is 69.5 years. 69.5 years. Now, if we take that and we add that to Rick's stat that he gave me this morning from CBS News, it says 26% of all Americans ages 65 to 74 are still working. Then that tells me that one fourth of people born in 1957 work until they die. Does that make sense to you? Because that makes sense to me. One-fourth, effectively, are working until they die. Because if 26% of all Americans ages 65 to 74 are still working, they're still forced to work, and your average life expectancy for your year group is 69.5 years, that tells me that it's not a good result. That's not a good result. Now, let me do this. Let me take a look at the year I was born. So we have, like, I would call it a control, but there's nothing that my life brings to the table that creates a control for all you scientists out there. In 1964, I was born, and my average life expectancy, according to USAA Today, is 70.2 years. Now, I wonder if that's an accurate number, and here's one of the reasons I question whether that's an accurate number. Both of my parents lived... each one lived to the age of 75. So that gives me some hope that I, too, could live potentially at least to the age of 75. Now, the lifestyles between my parents and myself were very, very different. My parents were alcoholics. They were chain smokers. They finally gave up those habits later on in life. I would say they were in their late 50s, early 60s when they gave up all of those habits. And they wound up living to the age of 75 years of age. Me, I still think that my lifestyle choices were better than the lifestyle choices my parents made. So in that regard, I would like to think that I am going to live longer than my parents lived. But statistically, according to USAA Today, my lifespan is going to be about 70.2 years long. So why do I bring that up? Well, I've been real estate retired for the last 5 years. I have been real estate retired. If I only make it another 10 years, I'm 60 years of age now, but probably right around that 60.2 years of age. And the average life expectancy for my year group is 70.2 years. So that indicates to me, if I go with USAA's actuary information, I've got 10 years left on the planet. If I go based off of what my parents were able to accomplish, I've got 15 years left on the planet. If I exceed all of those expectations, I have more than 15 years on the planet. And here's the thing, I'm part of the three quarters that are not working. Yeah, when we go back to Rick's stat that he gave me at the beginning of the show from CBSNews.com, that 26% of all Americans 65 to 74 years of age are still working, I'm in the 74% that are not still working. I mean, technically, I'm still working. Technically, I still do this radio show. But to me, it's not like working. To me, this is fun. To me, I get up and I think about what I want to talk to you guys about. And I just enjoy my time with you. I really do. I realize it's a one-way conversation unless you decide to send me an email at askal@luinc.com. That's askal@luinc.com. Send me a real estate related question. I'll answer any and all questions. But at the end of the day, I don't have to work. See, that's the difference between me and that 26% that are still working. And I'm not even to the age of 65 yet. I stopped working at the age of 55. So where does my income come from? Well, part of my income comes from passive investments. In other words, different forms of passive investments that are paying me every month or every quarter, depending on the type of asset. Now, what kind of assets are these? These assets are real estate assets, and I invest in single family and I invest in multifamily assets. The modality that I have been following is that I have owned some single family properties when they reach a certain milestone. In other words, when they double my money or do better, I put those properties on the market for sale, and I take the proceeds that come from that sale, and then I invest that money into multifamily assets. That's what I am currently doing right now. And I just explained to you how hard I had to work today. Does that make sense? Some of you, I just caught you off guard, right? I totally caught you off guard, but that's my point. I don't work that hard. I really don't work at all. So I'm real estate retired. What about you? When we come back from the break, let's talk about you. Stick around.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Lifestyles Unlimited, the education and mentoring group with a roadmap and support to help you real estate retire.
Having the consulting team, having other avenues within your whole system is what's made y'all successful. Everyone is there to guide you to be successful. So it's just up to you to get off the butt and do it.
Do it. Take action today. Get educated now at Lifestyles Unlimited. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for $297, a 60% savings. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I am working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I'm kind of picking on the people that were born in 1957, because if you were born in 1957, then you either have or you are in the process of turning the age of 67 this year. Why do I bring that up? Well, because for my age group, and I didn't check for you guys in 1957, so I might be completely missing the boat here. Maybe the age group for you guys is 65. And what I'm getting at is the age you can start drawing Social Security. Does that make sense? Okay, so for me, I was born in 64, and the Social Security Administration, they say that, you know, I get my maximum Social Security benefit at the age of 67, but if I want to hold on to the age of 70, I could get even more money. I think the age of the people born in 1957, I think maybe their retirement age is 66. I don't know, I'm going out on a limb. I didn't research it. Shame on me, bad on me. But at the end of the day, here's the stat I want to share with you, and this is coming from USAA Today. They said the population, the American population of those born in the year 1957 is 171,984,130 people. That's a lot. And if we just round that up, that comes out to 172 million. So far, there have been, and this is, I don't know where they get the data from. I don't get it, but they're reporting it, so I'm going to go with what they're reporting. So far, almost 10% of that population has passed away. USAA reports that 1,633,128 people born in 1957 have already passed away. So what that's indicating to me is that if you were born in 1957, 10% of your cohort group never made it to the age of retirement. They passed away long before they achieved retirement. So whatever they were doing for retirement, poof, it didn't do anything for them. It didn't do a thing for them. And then if I use Rick's stat that he gave me before the show from CBSNews.com, and it says 26% of Americans aged 65 to 74 are still having to work, that tells me if 10% are already dead and another 25% are having to work, they're probably going to work until they die. That's a lot of people that don't experience retirement. That's a whole lot of people that don't experience retirement. They never get to the golden years. Is that something that concerns you? That's the question I have for you on today's show is that something that concerns you? Are you concerned that you are going to work all the way until the point where you pass away and never achieve any type of retirement? Are you in that camp? Fortunately, if we look at the overall stats, about two-thirds of you, let's call it two-thirds of you, the two-thirds of you will achieve some form of retirement before you pass away. Now, maybe that retirement comes in the form of only receiving Social Security benefits. Okay, maybe that's your income. Maybe that's what you have to live off of. You live off your Social Security. So whatever that pays you, good luck trying to live off of that. It's going to be difficult. You're going to be eating hand to mouth. You really will. And you're going to be living hand to mouth. And what that means is that you're going to have more month at the end of your money, because Social Security really doesn't make for a luxurious retirement. What happens when you run out of money? What happens when that bag of money that you built up over many, many years implodes? It dissipates. And how that can happen is that there can be certain financial events that occur in your life. Maybe you have a medical event that's not fully covered by insurance and you get hit with a very big medical bill. Maybe you have some type of property damage that you didn't have the right insurance coverage on the home that you live in. And as a result of that, you've got to come out of pocket, or maybe you've got a really high deductible on that property. And as a result of that, you have to come out of pocket a lot of money. These can be significant events that could affect you later on in life while you're trying to enjoy retirement. Now, one of the ways that I'm going to recommend to you that you should consider is you should consider taking that bag of money and repurposing that bag of money into real estate. You should completely consider repurposing that entire bag of money. And if you're worried about not being 59 and a half, when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, you'll have access to some of our vendors that specialize in helping you avoid paying that penalty. Now, it uses divorce law is how it works. And what these guys are is they're attorneys. They go in, they use loopholes that are in divorce proceeding law that allows you to transfer the balance of your 401k or your IRA or whatever government-sponsored savings account you have into your spouse's name. And then once it gets transferred into your spouse's name, you can tap that money without any penalty. And here's the good news. You don't have to get divorced. No, you don't have to get divorced. Now, this works really well when you love the person that you're married to. And it only works for people that are married. It doesn't work for single people. It doesn't work for divorced people. But at the end of the day, you can tap into that money. And you can take that money and start repurposing that money and putting it into assets that pay you five different ways. Five different ways are the ways that real estate pays you. There's the cash flow. And we use cash flow to offset our expenses of life. I have cash flow that comes into my household each and every month, each and every quarter, and I use that money to offset my expenses of living. I also use that money to go out and have fun with my fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members. I mean, we just recently had that big Red Snapper trip that went out of Port Aransas. I talked about it ad nauseum on yesterday's show, but passive income paid for all of that. It did. It completely paid for that. So I had a really good time hanging out with my fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members, and I didn't have to worry about where the money came from, because the money came from a source where it was earmarked to use that money to go have some fun. Yeah, pretty cool stuff, right? But according to USAFacts.org, in 2022, approximately 46% of households reported any savings retirement accounts at all. About 46% of households reported having any savings in retirement accounts. That's terrible. That's terrible. That means 54% of you, you don't have any savings. You're not saving your way to retirement. Now, Lifestyles Unlimited members would be part of that 54% because we've changed the modality of what we're doing. But we're not that huge of an organization. We're not as big as the United States of America. We might be all over the United States of America, but the number of members that we have in Lifestyles Unlimited is not that massive that it would affect that number. 26% had saved more than $100,000, and 9% had saved more than $500,000. Those are some pretty poor stats. Now you think about it. Think about what it would take for you to live every month. You know what your number is. You know your number that you have to meet, right? Okay. So whatever that number is, and let's say your number is 10,000. Okay. Now you keep your number in mind. I'm going to use 10,000 because I'm going to do some math here and I'm going to hurt your brain. But the reason I'm going to do some math here is because I want you to learn. So if you had $500,000 in savings, all right, and it cost you $10,000 per month to live, how many months can you go until you run out of money? Go ahead. You can do the math either the way I'm doing the math with base 10, or you can use your actual numbers. But if you spent $10,000 per month on your expenses and you had $500,000 in savings, the easy math tells me you'd last 50 months. What does that equate to? That equates to 4 years and 2 months, and you would be out of money. So let's say you get to the age of 67 and you decide to retire. You could go to the age of 71 and you'd be out of money. Now, some of you are going, but Al, earlier in the show, you talked about a stat where, you know, people born in 1957 only lived to the age of 70 point something. That's true. That's an average, though. That's an average. Yeah, that doesn't mean that is what everybody does. Because I also pointed out that there are people that pass away before achieving that retirement age, and they factor into those stats, too. And that's a pretty big number. So at the end of the day, what you're doing for retirement is putting you in jeopardy. Because when you are banking on a bag of money, and then the only source that you have to put money into that bag of money is to continue to work, and you decide to stop working, when you decide to stop working, you decide to start living off that bag of money. And then if your expenses are at a certain threshold, you can only go so long till you run out of money. Now, some of you are yelling, yeah, but I can get Social Security benefits and those types of things too. All right, you can do the math based on the fact that you're going to get X amount of dollars in Social Security benefits. But when you calculate the Social Security benefits into the math, how much longer can you really go? Is it an additional 2 years? Is it an additional 3 years? Is it an additional 4 years? And even then, you're still going to run out of the money that's in the bag of money, that retirement account, and all you're going to have is Social Security income to live off of. So that still is a dismal point in your life, which means you might be the person that I see in my grocery store bagging my groceries that's way older than I am. Yeah, that happens. Every time I go to my grocery store, there's two types of baggers. There's the bagger that's he or she is like 16 years of age. And then there's the bagger that has wrinkles who's got to be in their 70s that's bagging my groceries. And I actually like the elderly people. I mean, I think they're nicer. They're more pleasant than the younger people. Don't get me wrong, younger people. I just call it the way I see it. And at the end of the day, I have a good experience talking with those people. But I can't help but wonder in the back of my mind why they are there bagging my groceries. The reason they are there bagging my groceries is because they have to be there bagging my groceries. And that is a physical task. And if their bodies are anything like my body is, that physical task has got to wear them out. That physical task has got to hurt them. And they probably have to go home at night and pop a couple of Aleves just to get through the night. And then they get up the next day, wash, rinse, and repeat because they are back in the workforce and they don't have another out. I am telling you, you have an opportunity to make a paradigm change in your life. You could make a decision that would totally change your life, but that decision has to start with you. And that decision really needs to be, am I ready to invest in real estate? Because with real estate, you're going to earn money five different ways. There's the cash flow. There's the principal pay down. There's the equity capture. There's the natural appreciation. And then there are the tax advantages of being a real estate investor that protect the income streams that you make on the property so that you don't pay taxes on the income streams. And if you do pay any taxes, it's very, very minimal. This is how I am thriving in retirement. I have enough passive income coming in that it meets or exceeds my expenses of life. And it also provides for me additional income that I can go out and do the things that I want to do as part of my lifestyle. Now, I don't live a lavish lifestyle. I don't go out and drop, a couple thousand dollars on dinner every other night. Could I? I don't know. Maybe I could. Would I? Probably not, because that's not something that interests me. But I will tell you, there's a bunch of Lifestyles Unlimited members that do exactly that thing. I just spent the weekend with a bunch of Lifestyles Unlimited members. And remember, I mentioned to you, I believe, if I'm correct, one of the Lifestyles Unlimited members like picked up the tab for everybody. Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool that she had the ability to just pick up the tab for dinner for everybody. And there were like, I don't know, 50 or 60 people at that dinner. Now, many of us, now let me be very fair here, many of us went up and said, hey, let me cover my share. So we gave her cash or did some kind of, you know, thing where you transfer money, you know, using those little apps on your phone. You know what I'm talking about, right? Because we didn't want her to feel obligated to cover us. But I thought it was very nice that she had the ability that if she didn't want to take any money from us, she was in a position where she didn't have to take any money from us. What a great position to be in. What a great position to pick up the check from 50 to 60 different people who are your friends. And trust me, dinner was not cheap. I would say, I think we spent on average, if you look at the price of the meal, you look at the beverage sales, you look at tax, you look at the tip, I think it was probably, for everybody there, it was probably like $40 to $50 per head. So that's a pretty significant thing that she did. And you know what? I think it's awesome that she is in a position to be able to do that. I think that is amazing. Wouldn't you like to be in a position to do that? Oh, by the way, this lady that did that, I think she's like half my age. Yeah, half my age. How old am I? I'm 60. I pointed that out to you earlier in the show. So she's like half my age, and she's in a position to be able to do that. Pretty cool stuff, right? Now, on that note, I was out to dinner, or actually I went out to lunch with my son and a couple of our Lifestyles friends, and the bill came, and guess who picked up the bill? No, it wasn't me. I mean, I could have, but I didn't. My son picked up the bill. Why did he pick up the bill? Because he has passive income coming in that supports his lifestyle. Now, he's not real estate retired yet. I mean, he could be if he wanted to be, but he's choosing to work because he's making a lot of money working. And at the end of the day, he kind of treats the income that he makes sort of like passive income, because at the end of the day, he doesn't necessarily need to work, but he chooses to work. How old is he? 26. And he picked up the tab for us at lunch the other day. Pretty nice. This is the kind of experience you can have as a Lifestyles Unlimited member. But it all starts with you changing your mindset. It all starts with you deciding that you want to follow a different path to retirement. That different path involves real estate. That different path involves single family or multifamily assets that pay you five different ways, technically six ways if we're talking about the multifamily path. And at the end of the day, you use these assets to get you to a place of real estate retirement, and then you use these assets to build on the lifestyle, and you build on the lifestyle that you've always wanted, the lifestyle you've always wanted to have. When you become a Lifestyles Unlimited member, this all will start making more and more sense to you. It will open up your mind, and it will open up your heart, and you will start to embrace what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. And before you know it, you too will be real estate retired. If you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for a free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.